Hey guys, my guest tonight, medium Nancy Matz, is going to be talking about what happens when your dead husband possesses your new lover. Grab your popcorn and snacks, find a comfy spot, take a seat or lie down, and let me transport you to a place of fantasy, ghost stories, ancient legends, odd creatures, alien encounters, and other magical topics. You may even decide to join the conversation. From faraway lands to your own backyard, with a small dash of pixie dust, turn out the lights and open your minds. The journey is about to begin. Good evening, everybody. How's everybody doing? Wednesday, hump day. Oh my God, we're almost there to the weekend. My name is Charlotte. I'm going to be your host for the next hour. I'm also the owner of the California Haunts Paranormal Investigation Team, based out of Sacramento, California. And I can say sunny Sacramento. Today was 105. Very sunny Sacramento. And me and my infinite wisdom, you know, I try to stay out of the heat. I like to work in the mornings in my yard and do house stuff in the mornings. And didn't work that way today. Didn't work that way at all today. And so I ended up working out in my yard in the shade up until about 3 p.m. And it was hot. I mean, I'm talking hot, even in the shade. But we're inside now. I got to sit in here because the only air conditioner I have is in here. And so I got to come in here about an hour and a half ago and just veg to cool my body down. Okay. Now, is everybody doing? I'm going to ask you all again. I hope you said great. My guest tonight, medium Nancy Matz, is back with us. We had a bit of issues, production issues on Friday. Some mic issues. Last night, if you guys saw the show last night with Nathaniel, we had something going on too. We had that whole thing where you can hear like Morse code coming up behind us over the mics. I don't know what the hell that was. But then afterwards, weird things were happening. Like, I went back in because I was going to record a TikTok last night, and I went back in to TikTok and couldn't hear any audio at all on my phone. Didn't work with YouTube either. Couldn't figure out where the audio was. Could hear my ringer, but couldn't hear the audio. Bizarre stuff. As it turned out, and this is what makes it so bizarre, I have an old pair of earbuds. They're called Sumis, is the code. And when I happened to go look at Bluetooth, because I got to thinking about this, you know, I tried everything, did the resets and all that stuff, went to look at my Bluetooth and it said that the Sumis were on. And I haven't used them in like a year. But they were on. Very, very bizarre. So then I went ahead and overrode with the regular earbuds I use. And they never went in. But 10 minutes later, same problem. And those earbuds were engaged. The newer ones. So needless to say, I got over the problem. I got those earbuds on. But that was weird because there's no reason why the old earbuds should have engaged, is what I'm saying. So something, you know, not only was messing with us during the show, something was messing with me after the show. So it was an interesting night last night. Very interesting night. Especially those other earbuds that I'm talking about, the first ones, the Sumis, they should not have anything like within them for a charge to even be able to affect my phone. Isn't this fun? This thing I do is so fun. And that's why I like to bring it for you guys. Anyway, if you're watching from Facebook today, and a lot of you are, and you haven't done so already, please hit that follow button. Always looking for followers. Also, during the show, if you like what you see in here, give us a thumbs up, happy face, hearts, things like that. And that works clear across. We're going to lay that out for Facebook, YouTube, Twitch, you know, all the social media. Give us happy faces and enjoy and all that stuff. Show us the love. Also, chat in the chat room. Because what that does, and now I'm talking all the way across the board, right? YouTube, you name it. What that does is that puts us higher up in Facebook or the social media FYP, which is the For You page. It's a very important page because what happens is they'll take the show while it's running and suggest it to other people. See? Distribute. That's the key, right? Like that thing I do at the end. If you like, If you like the show, share it with 5 people. If you hate the show, share it with 5 of your enemies. Distribute. It's all about sharing. So share the show too. Okay, I'm going to ask you that. Share the show too. All right. If you're over on YouTube, and a lot of you are, if you haven't subscribed already, please feel free to do so. We're trying to build up our subscribers. And we do have almost 1,000 videos over there, all this show. So you can check everything out you want. Okay. That being said, let's hope we have a better day today than we had Friday. And lots of internet, like I said, the last week has been a lot of weird internet issues going on. So hopefully we've been able to resolve that. Nancy's been able to resolve that on her end as well. And so what we're going to do tonight is we're just going to start over. We're going to do a do-over of Friday's show because the audio was so chopped up. Okay, so let's do this and let's see how Nancy's audio is today. And hopefully we get through this. Okay, and who knows? Maybe it's the dead husband trying to stop us from talking about him possessing the lover. I don't know. You know, so we'll see.
Hi, can you hear me?
We have audio that works. Yes.
So my problem was when you go into the settings, they want to know which earpiece you're using. And so there was something on the line. It was scratchy. And I changed to the headset. The problem was the computer, your StreamYard, didn't know what I was on. So okay. I unplugged one and I went to the headset and there was still something going on in the air. So absolutely, I went, tried it again and I didn't set the internal settings.
Yep.
So you have to realize that StreamYard has a different setting than Skype.
Yes.
And then you have the commands and setting on the computer. It can get a little sticky. You know, a cheat sheet wouldn't help because you forgot which one you checked last. You know,
right.
Everybody says,
when
you was...
Every time I start up StreamYard, I click on the little tool thing on StreamYard to make sure I'm on the right mic. But then I go down to my regular tools on my laptop and have to make sure I got the mic set up. But then you got to go to another one besides that. There's a more advanced one. Because you'll end up on the wrong speakers. So you got to make sure that, you know, like with me, I use a Scarlett 212 to channel everything through to keep everything balanced and, you know, accordingly. It's my mixer for output. So I have to make sure that I'm on the Scarlett with my mic, my phone, you know, my speakers and all that. Plus, I have to make sure I'm on it in StreamYard and that I'm on the main one. So,
it's really... Everybody listening, we're not trying to discourage people from starting their own StreamYard shows. I find this really fun. Yes, once in a while, I think Char and I have talked about, God, I've had a hard day. Oh, I've got a show tonight. Oh. I want to thank the people on RSS Stream around the world.
Oh, my gosh.
We need to thank you for finding us interesting in my show. It's getting more and more people. You know, in my mid-70s and I got some books to write and I'm looking for people interested in what I have to say. So I have a YouTube station, Nancy Matt Psychic, and I'm just waiting until I get a magic number and I'm there. So pretty soon within the month, I've got to start my own show. So sign up on subscribers. It will have nothing to do with Char's show. It's a totally different format. And I don't know if you can see. I got new glasses, everybody, so I'm trying to see if I can see about them. I really enjoy this. I'm glad you came. Last week was kind of, Nancy Matt Psychic. If you want to know more about me, nancymatts.com, Nancy Matt's author. I've only written 3, but I have, 9, 10, I have 8 lined up, but I've now created 2 more paths. See how much I can do. Next 15, 20 years, right? Until I lose my voice or lose my fingertips.
Nancy and I are very excited right now. And I don't want to jinx it. Nancy doesn't want to jinx it. But suffice to say, things are happening. It's the RSS feed, the stuff that's going around the world. It's the podcast version of the show.
Amazing. I was so surprised to see Africa. Like, who's listening to us? You know, it's like, it's so tickling. I have clients around the world, Australia, China, England, Italy, Malta, of all places. Anyway, I have
I think my
put me on
favorite
the
one,
spot.
that's not there anymore because all the troops got pulled out, you know, the American and British troops. But there was one
Where
way up in
at?
the Middle East.
In the Middle East?
Yeah, they
Well,
used to
there's
bomb me.
probably
But they
east of
used to bomb
Wareham.
me. And it was funny because I always had this vision. And don't say I'm typecasting. I have friends that are Turkish, okay? Don't say I'm typecasting.
Yeah.
But I always had visions of these people with camels, you know, out there just cruising the
And the
sand
little
dunes.
radios.
And they've got a little radio listening to me out there in the middle of nowhere with their little headphones. You know?
Well,
But,
so my history is I was born with this condition, and
yeah.
I didn't do anything with it. My last memory of my dad was to jump in his arms and say, "Please don't go, I'll never see you again." And he was killed in a couple of days later. He took a life insurance policy out April 1st, 1955, at midnight, and he was killed at 2:30 in the morning. I got the
Wow.
gift from him, and he was my first spirit person. He used to come and visit me at night, and I would tell his mother, who was a spiritualist, and she has it on, you know, somewhere the record. Some my sister has a trunk of stuff; it could be with her. I don't have it, reel to reel of my telling her what Daddy has said. So I've had this all my life, and went into a Catholic marriage. He went into police work, got divorced after cancer, got into this in May of 90. So I've been active with this for 33 years, and I love it. If you any of you have these abilities, try it out and see if you can do this. I left a 24-year career Pacific Bell engineering manager to do this full time because I'm so passionate. Why do bad things happen to good people? I'm so good, I was boring. Athlete, you know, we didn't smoke, drink. We just were athletes. The parent everybody kids wants to go to. We had 4-H and all scouting, everything. And then I got really sick, and it changed everything. So with the exploring of what I do, helping people, of course, there's always the spirit kind. And I've collaborated with a friend, and Karen Rossine is a hypnotherapist out of Roseville. She lives somewhere else. And she and I have been writing this book. We must have 35, 36 cases of spirit possession, including the one I'm going to talk to you about tonight, plus another one. And it's amazing, amazing to believe that when I got into this, I was so indignant to be called a psychic. I didn't even know what a medium was. And then when I started doing the readings, I worked, pardon me, Spirit Kind sent me to Universal Christ of the Master Spiritual Church. Citrus Heights, California, and I worked with the church 15 years. And that's not only Friday night, but during the week. And I did big events in Sacramento, California, from psychic fairs at the big conventions. I did it for 15 years. And at one point, I thought I was going to die because I was overworked. I left town, went to Arizona, where Professor Gary Swartz found me and double blind tested me. And he says, on my website, Nancy Matz, you can see a link to that. I copy paste the whole page. Even the best of them are the least known. And I took that as a severe, sincere compliment. But anyway, and so this is my path, is to help people understand that we do
You know,
survive.
when you talk about realizing your abilities, I remember I was at the Wilden Opera House with Sacramento Paranormal, and I was doing a story on them because I was working for the newspaper at the time. I don't know if you were with them at that point or not. I can't remember if you were with Sacramento Paranormal. I think Jason Lindo was. And
Not me, no.
I'm walking through, and at that point, I was just starting to get to where I could feel them, like the whole spider web thing in my arms and legs. You know, where I could tell. I was just starting to get to the point where I could tell which one was male, which one was female. But Jason looks up and he goes, "You're sensitive, aren't you?" And I turned around and my eyes got wide and I was like, I guess so. I mean, that's how you feel. This is the first time you realize that you can do this stuff, right? That's how you feel because you're not sure if you know what it is exactly that you're doing. You know, and
I do get impressions. I had a I want to read like you do, but some of the books that were given to me by my grandmother, and then Professor Gary Swartz had said that he knew Susie Smith, and it just so happens, so did I. And I have a lot of her books. And one day I was thinking I would really love to read some of these wonderful writers from the past. And she came and visited me. she says, "Can I read your books?" And she got came rushing in. "Yes, yes, yes." And then she rushed out. How do I validate that I actually talk to these people? But I'm also visual, so I see them. I see people, and I saw my dad. When I started working for the church, I was seeing people all the time. Is the screen frozen? I can't see me. I hope I didn't.
Your mouth's not moving, but we can hear you. Your mouth is not moving, but we can hear you just fine.
I want to get going.
Well, you know it as well as I do. It's going to go this way. It's been like this for the last week, so at least we can hear you, so who the hell cares, you know, at this point.
Right. So this show is a duplicate of last time, but we did have problems with the audio. I don't know what people heard. I really love doing this.
Stuff. He doesn't like us doing this. I don't know.
I don't feel anybody with me tonight. I always have someone around me. I'm trying to figure out if my mother or grandmother.
Just saying, I'm just offering, you know, an explanation. You know, I'm just doing my thing.
I love it. I love this. And you know what the thing is I really want to talk to you as a group of peoples. If you're listening to this, if you're listening to me, I'm a nice person. I really mean well. I have so many people that have followed me over these years. It's just really so much fun. And the thing is that we do survive. And when I got cancer, we were athletes and we never gave that to the church. We involved the church, not really. And I started seeing these people. I let myself be open. And that's how it started. And the church said, "Oh, you can do this. What's wrong with you? Why aren't you practicing?" It's a long story. You don't need to hear that. But I got into it and I was so flabbergasted. I stayed with the church 2 years. An engineering supervisor, the job description says 60 hours a week in those years. And so you just work. And then at night, I'd work all day, Saturday and Sunday, and I had to make a choice. And I realized I didn't know how long I would live, that the cancer would come back. So I had made a decision. If I could help somebody else survive the life I was going to, let alone that we do live. And I tell people, if I can tell enough stories like this one, people go, "Oh, that's terrible," but it proves we're alive afterward. And I have some people I trust. And one lady didn't know I rode horses. And she said, "Oh, I see you riding a big horse when you get into the afterlife." I was a competitive horse racer. And I ran with my dog when I was running. And she says, "Big black dog." No one knew that. And so I know that she was seeing true. It's very exciting. Yeah, I'm a fool. I used to run a weekend run that during the day was 16 miles. I mean, it's crazy, you know. So anyway, well, I want to get on with this because
back in the day, just real quick, back in the day, that wasn't crazy. When I was able to do it before my back injury, you know, before my back got bad, I was running my 10 speed 6 miles a day, twice a day.
Oh, yes.
Even in this like 90 degree heat, I was young, you know, because you're young and you can do that crap. So I did it for years. Yeah. I did it for like 10 years. I mean, over and over. And then I even did it with a mountain bike, which is even worse because they're hard to pedal uphill. You know, that's even worse.
Yeah,
so
yeah,
I did
right.
A mountain bike for a few years. Yeah, but I did it for years. And to look at me now, you'd never believe it. But that's what I did. Maybe that's what contributed to all the arthritis in my hips too, and everything that I have. But yeah, so well, I did it for years. Then I'd work out with weights for like an hour.
Well, some of my injuries, unfortunately, are from being thrown from the horses. I had a quarter act, and she was 16 and a half, 17. She was so big. And yet when she threw me, it hurt just as much as when I would ride my husband's horse, which was an Arab. And he was very small, you know, and he would throw me too. And it didn't matter. But now I'm feeling it. I had to, you know, just go, let's go on. Anyway, so this gentleman called me. Uh-huh. This gentleman called me 3-4 weeks back. A really lovely man. In fact, I met him at the Spirit of Grace in 1990. And so he had been part of this group. He's very metaphysical. He's has a job where he works with medical people. And so he was living in Oregon. And his mother, very elderly, something happened. And he needed to go visit her, so to take care of her. And so he left and was with his mother. In fact, I didn't ask if she must be okay because he would have mentioned she passed. I forgot now. Anyway, he got a call from a woman who happened to be the wife of a good friend of his. And you know, nowadays you can be friends with people for 20, 30 years and never even meet them. You know, right. So this was a really good friend from his past. And he had married and moved to another state. And so she called and said, my husband's passed away and I'm in a lot of distress. Well, he didn't even know that. And being a medical person in the medical field, you have this tendency to want to help. And this was his friend that passed away. And so the wife, and he says, I'll drop everything. What do you need? He came prepared to do paperwork and he did whatever. And he'd been retired. He does work part-time in this field of his choice. So he already had income, and no matter where he goes to, it's easy for him to find work. So he got there and realized, oh boy, this is tough. So he decided he was living with her. He decided he would find work, and he did. And so after a year, they became a couple. And he said he was very happy. She's lovely. And they had a mutual friend, the dead husband had a mutual friend, Mr. J. And Mr. J did a lot of stuff around the house, mechanical building, repair. Unbeknownst to my client, the house needed some work. And so Mr. J would come over. And he was just a pleasant fella. My friend, the client friend, very handsome, very intelligent. I can't even tell you how many master's degrees he has. I mean, just, I really don't know. But I know he's very intelligent. So he came to help. He was well qualified to help her. And they become a couple. Well, about 6 months in, he realized he's been having a personality change. And he was getting very depressed. He was helping a nonprofit locally. So he was busy, not only with the career that he chose to get a part-time job. And I'm frozen again. So part-time okay. job, but he was
you.
Also...
We can still hear you.
So just he... Just okay. keep going. I'm so afraid of Friday night problems. So anyway, he was in a nonprofit involved. He was a partner to her. He had an office in the home, and he found himself huddled in front of the computer, like depressed. Unbeknownst to him, she was also getting depressed. And it got to a place where she got very anxious and upset. And they were sleeping together. They were a couple. Yet one would be upset, and then the other would be upset. And it got to a place that one day she just blew up. And she said, you're going to leave. She didn't give him an opportunity to talk about what was going on. She blew up. And if I remember right, now it's been a few weeks, I only wrote notes down. I don't know exactly what happened, but he got very upset and he tried to reason with her. Subsequently, it prompted, he had to leave, right? And she said, you will leave right now. Take everything and move out. And he says, I moved in. Luckily, I put things in the storage unit. But he had like an hour. And on top of that, she said, if you're not gone an hour, I'm calling the police. He was like, are you kidding me? They were lovers. What's going on? Go. And now. And he was just so mystified. Absolutely crazy on this. And he left because she was going to call the cops. Really? Nancy, what? I really need your help on this. And before I put my mind to everything, I heard the story, what I just told you. And unfortunately, he starts out with, we've had the strangest occurrence. We've had this depression. It was coming and going. One would blow up and then the other would blow up. I heard all this story. And I said, maybe I should just kind of put my mind to her and see what's going on. And this moving out had only occurred with a week. It was a very short time that he called me back. He was just so frustrated. He didn't know. Unbeknownst to me, he tried to connect with her again and kind of try to get some conversation going. She hung up on him. She's going to call the cops. That's what got him to call me, because he just couldn't understand what was happening. So I put my mind to her, and I said, oh my gosh, the dead husband's with her, and he's on her. He's on her body. And I said, this is more than just a spirit. This is more than a ghost. This is an attachment. And it gets better. It gets better.
Well, no, I mean, there's a lot of that goes on, and people don't realize it, you know, these attachments can happen. Excuse me for wiping my face. When I get overheated, it takes hours for me to come back out of it, and I was overheated today, so no matter how much air conditioning I've got running, boy, I'll tell you. All right.
So I have when people have a session with me, and I'm not telling you to call me, I just have to talk about what this is about. I have an ability to blend with people and enter time. A lot of people say to me, I want to know where I'm going on vacation. You know, where's the next job? Where's the next lover? And I'm always entering time, which is something that people like myself can do. So I wanted to find out what was going on in that house. So people like myself, we move our life force around. Every time you think of your child, or your husband, a spouse, wife, husband, someone that you care about, when you're looking at me, you send up a beam of your energy to me. And it doesn't matter where you are in the world. I do video with a client in England because she wants to. I also do it with the people in Italy. It makes no difference. They're instantaneously connected. I believe that I enter a space where if time is folded and there's no distance in time. So when I do that, the energy comes from your chest. When I enter time, I go into your neck. Time is at the base of your neck. That's a little hollow. And I fall about 2 inches. And it's like roller skates on a piece of glass with water on it. Slip, slip, slip. So I can enter and go back. So I told him, I says, let me have a look. A look-see. And I go back to just before she blew up at him. And it's kind of gross, I think, but I saw around her, a kind of crazy, for you that are with abilities, there's no reason why you can't see what I see, because I can do it with other people. I saw her looking at me with a gray cloud all over the front of her. And it was husband holding on. And I'm going, this man should have passed over. His mother was ready to take him. Well, what's going on here, right? And I went, this is really wrong. And I said, the husband is clamoring to the woman, his wife, to get rid of you. He's jealous and he's angry that she called you. This man thinks he's alive and you've come in on his woman. And he said, oh my gosh, can you go back about a week when I was really depressed? And he's sitting at his desk, and guess what? The man is on my client's back. Hello. He's jealous of this. And my client is a very nice, handsome man, really genuine. People want to work with him in his profession. Nice, nice guy. Guess what? Man's jealous. Wah, wah, wah. And now the wife is in her face like this. And I'm going, holy tomatoes, what is this about? And I haven't ever seen that. I see possession on one, but on two in the same household? And we're gasping, right? And I says, how do you feel now? And he says, I feel wonderful. And I'm so distressed that she still is not feeling good or happy with me. He says, I really want to get to her and talk to her. I went, expletive here. Please do not try to touch base with her because that dead husband is clamoring all over her. He is to have nothing for her to do but be with herself. And that you are not welcome. If you show up, if you make a call, she's calling the cops. What makes you think you have the right to try to get back in there? Because I really like her. I says, get over it. Because you're not going to get to win this. Well, can I ask something? I says, sure. Why don't you try to get him off of her? I says, you think I have power control over someone who's madly still in love with his wife, who is so possessive he won't let her, his living wife, to be happy? Think about that for a moment. Here's a jealous husband, commanding jealous husband, controlling jealous husband. Sorry, I'm just a lonely human being, and a woman, maybe a military man with a high stature, can go in there and say, get off that one. You know, I mean, I'm not the right one. People cannot wake up somebody or change a ghost unless they want to. She would have to sit down knowing he's there, change her energy, be happy, watch Laurel and Hardy all night long, something that changes her life force. And I suspect that he follows her to the grocery store. He's on her all the time. Can you imagine the pressure of this dead man on her face? Ugh. Who deserves that? We human beings can only deal with those spirit kind that we could wake up. So when Char has a ghost investigation, or someone asks me to look at somebody, and they have Bridget Harrison over the East Coast, she's lovely, look her up. In fact, she just touched base with me the other day. We have worked together. And if a spirit person has been a ghost, sorry, passed over and became a ghost, if I can wake them up and say things like, oh, hi, who are you talking to? I'm talking to you. Who are you? And they can give a name. If I get conversation going, and I'll say very curiously, do you know what year this is? And then they have to think. If you're going to wake up a ghost, you can move them. This guy, uh-uh. No. She would have to change it. She doesn't want to. She may feel him, but the kicker in all this is that my client, I keep wanting to say his name, and I told him I wouldn't do that. He wants to help. He wants to cure her of this. And all the empathy toward her told me that there were sincere feelings. And he's going to stay there because he's now involved with work and he's nonprofit. So he's got a world going on. And so she may come and go. He wants that friendship, and she just won't allow it. The kicker is, remember I told you my client's very intelligent, very articulate, very nice person. The maintenance man, a sandwich short of a picnic kind of a guy, is sleeping in her bed now. Someone, the dead person, knows won't be a threat to him. Maybe she gets comfort from someone holding her. But the maintenance man, and heck, I don't have anything wrong with maintenance peoples. Please, do not underestimate. But the dead husband is okaying her relationship with him, but not with his friend, who's very intelligent and very handsome. I went bonkers over this because he wants to help. And you get to a place of realizing he's manipulating three people, the dead right. man. Really? He had to have gone to Mr. J and it made him think that she was receptive to him. Then he had to go to her and say, look at Mr. J. He's better than this guy over here who we pushed out the door. Mm-hmm. I want to talk about this. In all these years, I've never had this where someone, a ghost person, is jumping from one person in the house to another and jealous. And when I went to him in this situation, not only did I find him a jealous individual, I also found him possessive, commanding, someone who might have had authority, because I don't remember him telling what kind of work he does, but someone who was always in charge. Very hard personality to change. She definitely was upset that he died, but the comments that was made was, I don't know how to do anything. Clearly the husband did everything. But I want to be cautious, and people listening to this, oh my God, did that happen to me? You know, I'm going to give you some ideas, okay? So we need to realize that we are all human beings. We have the spirit within us. We have the energy field all around us. But then the core of who we are is our little soul sitting around going, oh, this is a fun day. And we need to realize that our energy as a spirit person can be on somebody, and the energy of your energy field as you as a living person will be more. So when I went to the wife, I embraced her like a hug. Mm-hmm. And I went, wait a minute. Whoop, whoop, whoop. There's a lot of life force here. And I backed out, and if someone could tap into me, see what I saw. It's like a light charcoal color, and it's all like a bellowous looking thing all around her shoulders and her face in the front of her. And I know that's not her. Uh-uh. No way. Can you imagine that? So I have to always be cautious and careful. I want to say things like, you might have had a bad experience. Did you have a falling out with somebody? Did you have a problem? I'm talking to you, the audience. Mm-hmm. So Karen Rothstein and I talk a lot. Both of our lives were busy the last couple, 6 months, so it's not every day. It was for a while. One day she called me, it might have been a year back, and she says, Nancy, what? What? You have someone on your back. I go, really? I do. So I don't know who it is. And I do now understand that if you have an attachment, could I get the attachment? Well, why not? Uh-huh. It could be. I'm a high energy individual, even at my age. Yes. I've always been very athletic. I'm very muscular. Not as strong as I used to be because I'm older. Is that energy in our body is created by our muscle masses. The much use it. I think that's helped me to be able to do the volume side of people's. I did a 3-day fair in downtown Sacramento's Convention Center. 72 people I talked to. Yes, I keep all my records. I have 30 some years of tapes and hard drives of readings that I'll be talking about. And there's not, I don't even know. I was trying to figure out how many people I've talked to. I used to entertain the Spirit of Grace on Friday nights, and the number was 35 to 50. And I'd read everybody, every one of them, give a message. I've been able to do that because I have a lot of energy. So when someone is attached to me, like I give a reading, and people before they hang up, oh, I feel so much better. I feel so energized. And I go, You got a little piece of me, honey. I don't say that to him. I think it. And then I have to relax and I have to regroup. And I drink coffee, but I do take a lot of protein. Don't overdo it. Don't hurt your kidneys, everybody. But I do take protein and all the other things that are necessary to keep my energy up. I wish it would help my voice. You can tell I talk today also.
I think you're like me. So, I have this energy about me, and I know I've been told by psychics on my team that I have, like when I go to haunted locations or a cemetery or someplace, I've got like a conga line of people that want to get near me, yeah. Dead people. And that's where I learned as an investigator. Yeah, that's where I learned as an investigator to allow them to take in, not to all of them, of course, but like when you're working back and forth, like during an investigation, to only allow them to touch your fingertip.
There is something to be said about they need your life force so they can be more.
Yes.
And they can take it and be a poltergeist. They can take it and be seen and heard by us. I even saw a video this afternoon of a ghost that came into a bedroom and the man was sleeping. And he hovered around the man and got more energy and then threw things around in the room. So there is something to be said about them enjoying your company. There's a little more to it than that.
Yes.
I have a sense of two women in here with me, but I can't see them because my attention's somewhere else. It almost feels like my mother and her mother. Let me know afterward, will you? My mother enjoys me doing this, so she's been kind of around a lot. But anyway, hello there. The thing is that
over my shoulder too. There's always someone here.
Yeah. Your mother's tonight with you.
See, my mother's here.
But anyway, mother's on the right, and then that uncle is always around. He's up at your upper left. I see him. He's got a dark suit on. I don't know how many times.
Yeah, yeah. He's always like up in the air somewhere. Yeah.
Right. Which is also interesting when I tell people how tall someone is that's going to come in their life, and they show up, well, Nancy, we were inch off. I go, really? I'm guessing. How do you expect me to know 5'11 versus 6 foot?
Well, talking
and
about
guess everybody.
Marisa can vouch for this. She would scare me because as old as she was, you know, having her mind issues, if I put Coast to Coast AM on, like, you know, on Saturday night, we always thought, oh, what if it gives her nightmares or something? And she would sit there and say, oh, no, I find this interesting. I want to hear it. So we'd have to have her listen to it. But it was
well,
funny
we're getting off track. Let me finish the show, and then we'll see how much time we have. So anyway, we want to talk about I want to talk about you out there. If you think you need to visualize, figure out if you've got a ghost, I want you to figure out, not in the car you're driving, when you have a quiet moment, kids aren't screaming, you're not working, your husband, spouse, wife is home. So I think of partners, I think of my husband out there. So your spouse, a partner, whatever, I want you quiet. I want you to sit quiet. Lay down, I don't care. And I want you to put your mind to every inch of your personage. And most of you can visualize because you've seen yourself in mirrors. You know where your shoulders are, your arms, your elbows, your knees, all the way down to your toes. But once you have a good sense of yourself. And if you do it when you're tired versus when you're energized, do it a couple, do 3 days. One day you may sense it doesn't feel smooth anymore. How come my shoulder doesn't feel right? Well, you know, something's wrong. You may have an attachment. Now, there's two other options. When someone is thinking of you strongly, I love, and I practice this. I've done this to my child, my son. American Indian, he unfortunately got the gene that men don't have a lot of facial hair. He only has a little bit like this. I can go to his face and instantaneously kiss him. And he knows it. He's very gifted himself. Mom, I'll get a call. What? And I do give him a hug. And of course, I have other family members, but I knew from him that I was doing it because he only shaves every three or four days. And so he has a little stubble. He's dark like I am, but it's not that noticeable, I guess, because he doesn't have to shave every day. And I can tell when I'm kissing him because of the stubble. And so I want you to realize that loved ones can also touch you. You have to discern if it's spirit. And the spirit will change your personality. Spirit kind will make you more intense on what you do. I was an artist. I'm an athlete. I love this. So I can have someone attached to me and said, I want her to paint again. I want you to do this because I used to be a painter because they could see I've done this. And I would have that drive. I got to do it. Or get out and walk. Someone could attach that used to like that, as well as if you're on drugs or alcohol or something else, you have a tendency, all of a sudden it's blown out of proportion. Very possible that you have an attachment. The other option is, this is also important. I've done a lot of physical work just in the last couple months, hurt my shoulder. So a book was written, The Boy Who Saw True, about a boy as a pink cover with the silhouette of a young boy on it, maybe 9 or 10 years old. And it was thought to be, the boy who saw true, Winston Churchill, it was rumored to be his diary of when he was a boy. And he would write about these masters that would come and visit him, in spirit peoples, would teach him so that he would be ready to be the commander he was. And he would able to use his abilities during the day. And he started seeing crabs on people, energy, like a bellowing on people. And I think after all these years, I realized that's how I've been able to do. Remember, people ask me, if I get hit on something, I'm going to say, but I never say, don't go to a doctor. It's only my impression. The reason I do is there's heat higher than normal, and there's a bellowing. And I'll do it so you can see which shoulder here, like a crabby look. And so your body is putting more energy to an injury. That's not an attachment. Is that a love interest or a child? Could be. When you have an attachment, there is a personality change. Mm-hmm. It's extreme at times. That's different than energy to heal. That's different than the embrace of someone who loves you. Okay. And my husband will say, oh, you're going to get a call. I go, what? He says, you're hanging your head. You look different. And so someone is reaching out in distress and clouding me, making me depressed or down. It's part of my life. Who calls somebody like me when they're happy? Hello. Mm-hmm. It's tiring, but that's what I do. I'm one of those very easy, I have personality just very easy. I don't have big, heavy swings. And I think that's allowed me to control and be even keeled for people when they even keel. For when people, they talk to me, I can keep my, I don't have a temper. I don't scream. You know, I'm very easy to be around. And I think that's helped me to be successful at this. So know your perimeter. Know your energy field. Recognize when you're high energy or low energy. When you're ill, even do that. So that when you have a personality change or there's something not right, you have that feeling of, not right. Go put your mind, relax, go over your body so you can feel something that doesn't belong there. How do you get rid of it? First off, you can't get angry. You can't be someone in distress and spirit. I call them distress spirit kind. They're desperate for what they used to like. They're desperate for the highs and lows of drug or alcohol. They're desperate to be loved. And so even people who are loved could have a spirit. There's a caterpillar playing with my curtains. Sorry. Desperate for love. So you could have a young loving couple with spirit attached. How do you get them off of them? You have to be really clear. Either put your hands in and say, get off me, just there. Or change your personality just enough to get them off. And most of the time you have attachments with people who have addictions or people who are trying to get something from you. And the best way to do it is just get really happy day. Happy days. Watch a TV series. My husband had a TV series on the other day. What was it? The Big Bang. He had something, Big Bang, I think was on. And that was I don't watch a lot of TV, but I watched it with him a couple of shows. I started laughing out loud. That's what you need. My favorite go-to, and I have Laurel and Hardy, and I have Carol Burnett. I have all those good, laughable shows. The Carol Burnett show, I know it's repeats out there a bazillion times. I heard that the series called Friends, they're played around the clock, everywhere. Those people who are the stars of the show have become millionaires over and over again because they're so popular. You know why? Because we want to be happier, especially in today's climate. If you're feeling distressed or down, change your energy field. Because if you stay that way, you may get an attachment if you don't already. Don't go out and buy the TV shows. You can, where do they come on? Roku? One of those Roku?
Pluto TV, you know, has a lot of those. I'm in the middle of Frasier right now and Home Improvement.
And what do you watch? Is that DirecTV or
Pluto.
What series?
It's off of Pluto TV. What? I use it. Pluto TV.
Pluto, so that's a Roku. Okay.
It's a Roku thing, yeah.
So, most people have one of those. I just don't watch a lot of TV, but I will watch it if I come across by accident. And laughter is the best way. It's the best way to lift your energy vibration, because we're all energy. And so, if you realize a spirit who's passed over is energy, and they're in a really uncomfortable place, they want more of you. They're going to take it off of you. Mm-hmm. I'm going to, these cats, I mean, someone's over there with the curtain going, there's no way they could do it unless a cat was doing it.
That happened to us today. We were sitting out back. And I have I have those blinds that are vertical and not horizontal. You know, on the
window.
And I looked up, because the cats have learned to open them up to look outside. But today, my little female cat was watching us, and I showed Marisa, and I said, look, there's her paw, and you can see it going up and pushing the blind over so she could peer at us.
I love it. Cats are great. My cats are adults. They're 8 or 9 years old, big black ones. So I wanted to cover some more things. It's 19 after. So we talked about Karen giving me the idea that I also had an attachment, and I'm pretty clean. Yes, when you do readings, you do ghost investigations, you have to have good thoughts. I am a minister of the of a spiritualist church, not Universal Christ of the Master, but Church of Living God, Sedona, Arizona. When it wasn't even popular, February of 92, I got my ministry. So I'm a firm believer in the divine. And I'm not afraid. I try to tell people, if a man or woman came to your front door banging on it, and you go, what is that? Who is that? You open the door and they just barge in and say, I want to be in this space with you. What would you say if a living person did that? Well, excuse me, spirit people can do the same thing. What makes you think you should want them there also? You tell them you're not invited. Your command is everything. You are the living one. They should have to share it. I have to admit, though, two houses in a row I have shared with spirit people. And I've shared this story. My husband married me. We've married 21 years now. So he sought me out because he became a widower. And it was over 2 years, so he had time to grieve. But he just wanted proof of survival. And during the session, he found out I also was a golfer. And he sent my pro, and he said, I'll teach you how to golf better. And everybody laughs and said, well, clearly, you got golf lessons for free. But anyway, we moved into this house, and he came to me one day, and he said, he moved into this house because it needed work, but he also needed medical. But we hadn't sold the house on Black Mountain, Hornbrook, California. And he comes to me, he calls me, and he says, we have someone here with us. I go, I'm thinking human, living person. And he says, no, I can feel the footsteps as he walks by. And I went, wow, wow. My husband is one of those men that watches every sports show on TV possible. So golf is his favorite, football, and the fights. So there's all those others in between, right? And so he noticed him more Friday nights. And he said, calls me up, he says, he sat down on the couch with me. And I said, well, what did you do? I said, hi. So a week later, he says, what do you think if I offered him the drink? We call it the drink, Friday nights only. It doesn't matter. He might drink more when he was younger, but he has this, and most men would understand, it's like having a hot dog at a baseball game, right? He has the drink. And he says, what do you think would happen if I offered him a drink? I says, he'd probably be thrilled. So he put it at the other end of the couch on the end table. That's the best way to have a friend in the house with you. And we could feel them, hear him every once in a while. And the floor creaked, you know. But the day that I felt his wife, and she's a little tiny person. And I thought, oh my God, I'm picking up the wife. They must be living in this house as they remember it. We live in a senior park. And so this is a huge house, 2,000 square feet, and it's really, really great. And so this was his home. He was the manager, the owner. So as other people would come in, build in the subdivision, he was here. And the day I picked him up, I saw the guns in the closet. He had big rifle collection. And there was other things about him. And I saw him real clearly. And I asked the manager today at the time, and I gave it to her. She says, there's one other woman who was here when he was here. And my description that he was a gun collector was correct. It's very exciting, but never at any time did I feel like he was not okay to be here. If you have someone, a spirit person that's causing you grief, causing your personality change, is a distraction. A lady called me up and she says, my daughter. And I went, oh, really? Really? And she's afraid of the bedroom. And I said to her, I says, if he were at the front door and wanting in, would you let him in? No. And this is the little girl I'm talking to, 9 years old. I says, when you're fearful, I want you to look at the closet or wherever he comes in. I want you to stand with your hands on your hip. And I want you to pretend that he's at the front door and he wants in your bedroom. What would you do? Oh, I don't want him in my bedroom. Well, you're letting him in now and you just let him. Stand on your hips and yell at him. She did, and she never got him back. She took control and power over her life. These are people that you're talking about. These are people without the encumbrances of flesh. and they want to be part of life. And you imagine the energy of a child. Oh, how wonderful to someone who's, no, you don't get that. That's her life and her body. So I wanted to be able to talk about that. The another one I want to talk about is the idea of channeling. The idea that people can possess you for their own means. Not necessarily always negative, but have it your way. So there, and I didn't look it up. I apologize. Last Friday was a really tough night for the audio, yes. But I did bring up some, and I did not look it up because it's only been 4 days, five. I read an article about a lady who is supposedly channeling George Harrison's music. And he came to her and said, I have a lot of music that never got written down. I have music that should go out. And so she goes to bed. And I think she gets up in the morning. She has a song in her, and she writes it down. Well, someone who is, please look it up. It could be another musician. I apologize if I'm wrong, but the scenario is correct. Evidently, it matches his style. But she's allowing it, and she knows of it. Now, I'm not against anything like that as long as you're aware of it. Now, Jane Roberts was a wonderful channel for a spirit of a different time and dimension, and it killed her. She allowed it, but it took over all her life. If you've read up, I read her first, the first book of hers. I have a couple of them around here. It just, what book do you want to read next? It was actually fascinating. There has been a movie that came out some years back. I know the cat's over there, right? And so Down a Dark Hall. I actually ordered it, so I come. This is what the cover looks like, Down a Dark Hall. And it's about a teenage girl who has adjustment issues. And it's another place. And Irma Thurman is the headmistress of this big building. It's a mammoth mansion, 19th century. You drive up to it, it's really gothic looking. I mean, it gives you the impression, oh, this is going to be a horror story, right? Of course it is. It's wonderful. And what the premise of it is that somehow in this gothic environment, Irma Thurman, and maybe the mistress before her, knows about the people who are requesting young people to possess so that they can fulfill their own dreams. And so the girl that is taken by her parents from this wonderful opportunity to get this personality adjustment, she's one of five or six, she does a piano. And so they brought in a piano expert, piano player, and it might have been the woman's son, I'm not sure. Anyway, they lose time. They're all completely taken over. And when the music being played, someone's writing it down, someone's creating that to be the music. One's an artist, one's a mathematician. And the whole place is, it's just fun. If you can stand, we'll scream once in a while. I can't tell you at all what it's about, but it's wonderful. But it's about possession, unwillingly and not approved. But it's a good story, and it's called Down a Dark Hall, the idea of possession, just like this story of a client with the dead husband surrounding first his living wife and the lover. Amazing story. So Down a Dark Hall, I do recommend that. There's so many more out there, but it's not, they're not all negative. If it works out that, like George Harrison said, that lady channels, wonderful. The woman, Jane Roberts, there's plenty of people out there who channel. And they talk about what the messages are from the universe. Who am I to say if it's right or wrong? I mean, I'm only a human being. I'm not public number one trying to tell anybody anything. Someone suggested after the show, what about past life attachments? Oh my gosh. Yes, that does happen too. Can I address that? Well, that's pretty hard. I've got back into past life. Yeah. The problem with past life attachments, you have to have a past life regression to figure out who it is and why they're there.
Right.
Now, if you lost a child in a past life and that child's not born to you again, and I do believe in reincarnation, firm believer, verification of children's past lives. There's so many Facebook, YouTube groups. I've signed up for four or five of them, and I get the biggest kick out of them because my clientele have come to me with stories of their own children, the same as we're hearing here. In fact, one of them, name of Dale, I was taking the Course of Miracles in the 80s, she with her, And when I got into this in 92, she was still friends. She brought a 21-year-old son. Most children will forget their past lives between 2 and 5 and 6, 7 years old. This boy was 21. And not that she just knew I got into this. I must have told her at the time that, anyway, it was the 80s when I talked to her. It was 87 I got cancer, 88 when I got divorced. I got into this in 90 and 92. I quit the telephone company after 24 years. So she got hold of me in the 90s. And I introduced myself and I talked to the young man. And he called her Gail. He'd never called her mom. So with that, he talked about what his mother used to cook. He had drowned in a car accident with his family, which happens, I guess, more than we realize, because I've had two or three of them now. Car accident, which is terrible. My father got killed by a drunk driver. It does happen a lot. Anyway, so a past life attachment, there's not an easy way to overcome that. You can't necessarily, and that's not a negative statement. It's like, okay, you've tried everything you can to get it off your body, and it's not happening. Do you have dreams of past lives? Are you going deja vu all the time? If you are, that could be attachment from that era. Now, when I moved to Tucson, Arizona, from long story, when I moved to Tucson, we bought a really big house, and I thought, oh, I would love to have some big furniture. It was really popular. It was all that oak. It was huge, right? And I decided to get furniture for us a house. French. House is full of French furniture. Well, guess what? About 2 or 3 years back, this has been 10 years, I still have a few pieces. All of a sudden, I started seeing myself with blue panel looms, silky, shiny panel looms on, with pointed brown shoes, pointed, came to a tip. And then I saw myself walk up to a blue building, three stories with the pop-out windows at the top. I went, well, that explains a lot. That explains a lot. So if you have a past life attachment, might be as a child, or maybe a husband, or a spouse, a partner, something, you don't know. So with that, sometimes you need to have someone help you through that. I'm not recommending myself. It could be anybody that you trust. Would you have a friend take you? I probably would not recommend that. Brian Weiss, get hold of his organization if you're in another place you want it in person. I do it all on Skype. So it has to be individualized. You have to have flashes of past life. You have to have the longing of a child you don't have, or the spouse, or some of the situation. It is different than a man or woman dead in this era, too attached to you. It's going to be a totally different feeling. So I appreciate that person bringing it up to me. Thank you, Karen. So I did bring up not a true attachment, could be the courting. Like I told you, I kissed my son's cheek. I just did it again. Be really fast. I've been in this business so long, it doesn't take me but a second. He'll probably end up calling me this evening. Permanent attachment. Okay. I think I finished it. And last time we had some wonderful, yeah, I think I got through it. All my notes anyway. Down a Dark Hall was the one I finally got this order. It only took a couple of days. So I've talked about it enough. I should have ordered it. You know, eBay is wonderful, everybody. Yeah, I think I got all my notes here.
Yep.
This was amazing. This was amazing. The other one, I apologize, I did bring up another one. And there was a recent one of a man, I almost say names, I'm going in trouble. So, mother-in-law died. Guess who's getting haunted? The son-in-law. She died and she's out. And I think to myself, and people say to me, well, how is that possible? I thought when you become a spirit person, you all knowledge is given to you and you evolve. And not if you held a grudge, honey. His mother-in-law didn't like him. So she's hounding him to be a better person. Is that possible? Well, who am I to say it's not? What do I know? I just work here. So be careful how you treat your in-laws, sweetie. Say you're sorry a dozen times before something else happens. Okay, anyway. All right, Char, take over. Did we have any questions tonight? I don't know. Oh, hello, everybody. Oh, I see a couple of names here. Did we have? I know that a couple of you had. If you enjoy this after watching, yeah.
Thumbs up, guys. Thumbs up. Heart, heart. Show us some heart. Show us some thumbs up, you guys. Show us some love.
Yeah.
Those of you that want to feel your love. The only thing I would like to add to this is there was one particular psychic that shall remain nameless that I knew. I never worked with this particular person, but I knew her.
Oh, I know who you're talking about. Go ahead.
Excuse me. And that's the only thing. Attachments can be, like Nancy says, live people too. You can feel live people's energy as well. And in this case, my left arm, every time this woman would either come into my space or attach herself to me, it felt like my left arm fell, and I'm trying to say fell asleep, but it was more of a, it was a stronger pinching feeling. It felt like I had a pinched nerve in my left arm. Ooh. It would go all the way down from my shoulder down to my wrist. But it felt like a big pinched nerve. And I could always tell when she was either on me or in my space. So that's another way to tell. If you're suffering from maybe even like I used to get, not so much anymore, but you feel the spider webs in your legs. Or like, and that feels like, it's a light version of your foot going to sleep. That's what the spider webs feel like.
I find that curious. I want to address that too. There's one thing about thinking about somebody. Can you imagine being a movie star? And all the people that touch them with your eyes.
Oh my God, yes. Wouldn't that be something?
Think about that for a minute. Or a celebrity. Or even anybody of celebrity status. But there's also people who don't like you. I've done so many events. Psychic fairs and lectures and everything. And people didn't like me because I would take all the clients to the shows. Because I'm fast. You know, I'm blah, 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 and I'm done. Right? I don't need any preparation. I just blend with somebody really quick. If someone enters your space and you've not invited them and you know you have a sense of who it is, grab the spot where you're getting injured and with your hand and fist yank them off. Put a mirror up between you and them.
Yes, I was just gonna say. I remember
anything to repel them.
Yeah, I remember one particular person, I could just tell what they were doing. They were sitting across the room from me. And I turned around and I thought of put it like a shield, so I grabbed in my mind I grabbed a trash can lid. You know, trash cans that were silver.
A bomb.
Right back at you. Yeah. You know.
You have to do that. Yeah.
Yep. Yeah.
And
absolutely.
And it's not like she was a bad person. It's just that her energy feel. I know which term. Energy is so strong that for some reason, and Char used to call it step into her. She would step into me, and I don't want her there. And it's not like we didn't like her. It's just that. She was very competitive, and she got at times when Char would do an investigation and would be in her geographical living area, county. She didn't want anybody else working her area. Yeah. And she got very jealous. Yeah, there's so many of us that have the gift. I don't understand that. You know, God created us to have this ability, or the UFO people created it, or in the future, in the movie Dune, when there is such a thing as space and full place, time and time and distance. Even like myself, I remote view all the time. And I kind of wonder, everybody says, oh, Nancy, you're just like, someone's changed your gene. I think in the future, we'll be using people like myself for space travel. We don't have to be, I can actually get in someone's car and watch them drive a trip. I mean, it's just amazing. So there's a show, it's called Truckers on YouTube. I can actually put myself in the cab and feel the cab moving. Come on now. Why can't I be in the spaceship? Nancy, would you put your mind in here and just tell us how it feels to travel? You betcha. Give me a chance. Hello. I love it.
Absolutely.
I would call a cheap tourist. I don't have to be in the vehicle.
There you go. Absolutely. All righty. Tomorrow, we are going to have medium Heather Woodward on with us. We're going to be talking about, she has a new book, Haunted Arkansas, and she's also going to talk about some psychic development techniques. So that will be at 6:30 p.m. Pacific, the usual time tomorrow, so be sure to tune in. Special thing, 1 p.m. tomorrow Pacific, I'm going to be hosting Dr. Linda Selvin's show. She gave me the keys, so Vroom, vroom. But my guest is going to be Karen Conti, who was on here a couple weeks ago talking about John Wayne Gacy. So come on over and check that out. I'll have a link put up hopefully early tomorrow or maybe tonight. I might be able to get a link from them because on that one I get to have a producer. I never have a producer. I do it all myself. Ooh. So this will be fun to have what I call the voice of God in the studio. All of a sudden the voice comes out, right? You're... So yes, it's like the voice of God. So I'll be working with a producer. So that'll be 1 p.m. Pacific tomorrow. So be on the lookout for that. And then I'll be back at 6:30 p.m. Pacific with Heather Woodward. Okay, so that's where we're at. I want to thank Jerry. I want to thank M. I'm not going to mention your name. Jerry M. And I want to thank George from France for the nice donations. Thank you. I appreciate it with all my heart.
Oh, one more thought, Char, yes. You were going to mention. She had a huge number. How many thousands of people were listening to the show? RSS feed is amazing. I've had a couple, 200-300 people listen to last these shows. And I want to thank everybody. But now Char needs a mention. We are in a position. She is, rather. This is her show. I'm just the guest. For advertisers, if you want to be on part of it, it is hitting thousands. What's your number up to last month? What do you end the month? 14,000 people listening?
10,700 to us last month.
That's a big audience, everybody.
And that's just around the world. Feed. That's them including Facebook and YouTube. You know, and Twitch and TikTok. So, I mean, we are getting a huge audience, and it's growing. And right now, if we stay on pace where we are, like I said, I'm not going to jinx it. We're going to eclipse what we got.
Don't jinx it.
So, yeah.
Okay, everybody, I've had a lot of time.
I am opening up to advertisers. You know, if you have a product or something that you want to sell, it's not going to be expensive, you know. And I'm going to do it really, you know, really reasonable. And maybe you have some pre-roll that you'd like me to read, or you have something done already on camera that you can give me. You know, I can do it. It won't be with this show because we're live, okay? Live on the air. I'm talking, it'll go out to the RSS feed. And so I can add it on to the show with the front, the middle, or the end. You know, for the advertisement. So just let me know. And if it's something that you would like put on the main broadcast, I can do that. That's not a problem, too. I mean, we can just, Nancy and I can just shut up and just put the thing on. You know, it's not gonna kill us. But I do have to get to the point now where I do have to get some advertisers and get some stuff going. You know, we're starting to grow at a really good pace. So if anybody out there has a business, come on down.
I do have to mention I have a gentleman who does music. He's in Texas. But he's doing background music for audiobooks and commercials. Nice. So I think he's pretty reasonable. So if you people need more, make sure you get hold of me and I'll give you the number of Del Hollingsworth.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
He's in the music industry. So I want to give a plug to him so that we can get this started if you're interested. Yeah. Okay. All right, everybody.
As my father would say, and this is a saying he had, I can't live on love. So,
I wish
I can't live on love. So, you know, we have to take this to the next level, you know, and I'm not one of these people that's going to charge you to watch episodes because there's people that do that, you know, that they will do so many episodes and then the rest of the shows for the month are charged. I'm not going to do that kind of thing. Ooh. I would rather get advertisers and do it that way because, you know, you guys are my homies. So,
all right.
Okay. All right. So
we've had a nice evening, everybody.
Yes, I will see some of you tomorrow at 1 p.m. Pacific, and then I will see the rest of you at 6:30 p.m. Nancy, how can people find you?
My website, nancymatz.com, Nancy Matz author, and on YouTube, Nancy Matz Psychic.
Okay.
Okay.
Fantastic. All right, kids.
All right.
That's it. That's all I have to say at this point. And for those of you, if you want to find that show tomorrow at 1 o'clock, Google in Dr. Linda Salvin, or Linda Salvin, and that's what you Google in at 1 o'clock, and it'll show up live on there. I am going to try, I have to wait for the producer to give me a live link for it, so I'll get that up as soon as I can before the show starts for you guys.
Okay. And I'll see you, I'll be meeting up with you, Char, Friday night again.
Friday night.
Friday night shows.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys. See you later. Right. Have a great night.
Good night,
and if you like the show, share it with five people. If you hated the show, share it with five of your enemies. Like I always say, we're equal opportunity here. We just want to get the word out. So please do that, okay? Because, you know, that's what it's all about. I mean, it wouldn't be growing like it is without you guys telling your friends and your friends telling your friends and et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. It's like a snowball effect. So thank you all. Thank you all at the RSS feed. Thank you all, you know, on Facebook and all the other social media places that we air. I'm just so overwhelmed, and I love you all. Trust me, I do love you all. All right? Have a great one, and I'll see you tomorrow, 1 p.m. Pacific.